This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, just a heads up for everybody that may be new listening to the Sons of Liberty here. We want you to know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, folks. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, folks. We are the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. I want to welcome you to the show now. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's a brand new website we put up. Well, we're going on 3 months now. And as King David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. And folks, I want to tell you what, that's exactly what this website is set up for. And just to go over there really quick for you, I want to let you know some of the headlines that we got going on. Interestingly enough, we have a monster victory and a monster win for natural marriage. You can check that out, front page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Four institutions claim Obama using federal law to wage war against Christians. Headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have a former Clinton U.S. attorney, Loretta Lynch, tapped as next attorney general. Folks, I have to be the first one to tell you, she is a bad, bad apple. And I want to tell you what, when you look at this administration and you see how corrupt they are, you can rest assured the apple does not fall too far from the tree as to who they're appointing. And the reason they're appointing people such as this is because they want to stack government with power to work against us, namely, we the people. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. Also, headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check this out. USA Muslim basketball player Deion Waiters won't stand for national anthem because he's a Muslim.
Oh, ooh.
Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
Folks, anybody want to get some money together? We can buy him a plane ticket to his favorite Muslim nation.
Yeah,
see how it's working out over there.
Iraq would be good for him.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the fact that, well, people say, well, there's freedom of religion. But keep in mind, freedom of religion is under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Well, do I hear someone out in the left field there say, hey, Bradley, what about Tripoli? Well, what about it? It's not a repudiation, folks, of the fact that 78% of America professes and claims to be Christians, though you only can find less than 3% of it to be real in action. But in saying that, folks, this is a Christian nation, like it or not. They are afforded asylum concerning freedom of a religion. America is nothing but a bunch of immigrants, right? We're a bunch of mutts, but we all come together under the rule of what? God's moral institution, called the Mosaic Institution, called common law. Read the state preamble in any state that you're in, friends. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But in saying that, friends, people need to understand that if he's afforded asylum, as a matter of fact, what I did is I went and looked up the word really quick, asylum, the modern definition of asylum. It's the protection granted by a nation to someone who has left their native country and a political refuge. You know, it's interesting. If he has been granted by this nation protection from his native country, then why would he come here
and disrespect?
I mean, isn't that a slap in the face of hundreds of thousands of men that have fought, bled, and Well, died
so
in many
cases. So he could play basketball here in America.
That's exactly my point. And isn't it also interesting, friends? He doesn't have the right to come here and implement something called Sharia law. The man needs to be kicked off of the team ASAP, and the American people need to set the precedent. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes, because you'll find that other people that have done that have been suspended. But we'll get to that in just a couple minutes here again. Friends, other headline news as to what's going on the Sons of Liberty Media. com right now. AC/DC, the drummer for AC/DC, well, he was busted for actually trying to hire a couple guys to kill off some people that he didn't like. Isn't it interesting? People stand back and say, well, why would he do something like that? Folks, AC/DC is like one of the biggest satanic bands in the world. I mean, do you suppose if he works for the father of lies, John 10:10, he who came to steal, kill, and destroy, do you think for some reason he's not going to act out who his daddy is?
Yep.
I mean, come on, folks, think about it. We also got another article by Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, who contributes over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. America is standing up and demanding politicians and bureaucrats to back off, way off.
Amen.
Now, isn't it time, since Obama was properly spanked last week, the criminal in chief, he was properly spanked. Don't you think it'd be good for the good people now in government to stand up and be hated for the right reasons by the state-run media who has less than a 21% approval rating? I would think so. I mean, isn't it interesting they put their hand in the Bible and they swear to God and man that they'll uphold the Constitution?
Right.
Well, then do it. Do it for the right reasons. There is no excuses from this point on, friends. And I know firsthand across this country, people are standing up and they are saying enough is enough. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now exclusive Ferguson Insider. Jury decision expect to bring riots worse than the L.A. riots. That was just actually, well, we had an exclusive interview through none other than Sons of Liberty Media.com editor and writer Tim Brown, who did the exclusive interview with these folks. There's already 4,125 views. So, folks,
nice.
Check this out. It was just posted. We're rocking it today. And again, I also want to add to the wave of headline news that we have going on right now is the fact that Sons of Liberty contributor Michael Peruca, 2004 Constitutional Party candidate for the President of the United States, well, he wins county council seat.
Amen.
In Maryland. So, folks, a lot of good things. Also, I will add this, interjecting this thought, Morgan Freeman, we all know he's a lib, and saying that he did, in his confusion, blurt out the truth when he was being interviewed on CNN, because Morgan Freeman destroys the idea that race has anything to do with wealth distribution. Just ask Oprah.
Exactly.
I mean,
Morgan
Freeman.
She's
one of the greatest narcissists known to mankind.
Yeah.
I mean, what's on the cover of Oprah's magazine this week, friends?
Oprah?
That's right.
Oh, I got it.
A month and a half ago, you know, okay. The month prior to that, and the month prior to that, and the month prior to that.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Me. Oprah.
That's exactly
right.
You are keen. You are quick on the uptake. Folks, evolution is a lie as well. In 2 more years of permissive destruction on the behalf of the American people, are you going to allow it, friends? I put the question mark there. I lay it to your candor. You must respond. I do understand that there's a different vibe going through the American people. The line is drawn in the sand. And I want to tell you, too, from the interviews that I've been doing across the country over the last couple weeks, I've noticed a drastic and a dramatic difference in the attitude of the people. They don't want just impeachment. They want indictments concerning this administration. And that's exactly where the American people need to go. Above the Supreme Court chambers in Washington, D.C., on the backside of the building, is none other than a picture of Moses with the Ten Commandments in his hand. And right under that it says, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." America, you need justice, and you are the law. That's what you need to know. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, got to give a shout-out to WBCF 97.1 and WBCF AM 1280 out of Florence, Alabama. Welcome aboard. We appreciate your trust very much. And aside of that, friends, I also failed. Do forgive me.
Oh, you failed?
If you'd like to be a part of the show today, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747.
Oh, yes.
1-866-233-0747. Got lots to talk about.
And if you have lots to say, you can go ahead and call and talk with us.
That's right. I appreciate that.
We always like the phone lines open. We like to hear from you and your feedback as well.
And now on the other side of that, we also have to understand we're dumping a lot of information on people, so they have to process that.
And take lots of notes.
Yes. And you know what? We're not giving our opinion here.
That's right.
We're giving you facts, and facts are stubborn things, said John Adams, the second president of the United States. USA Muslim basketball player Deion Waiters won't stand for national anthem because he's Muslim.
Oh, poor victim. Gets me.
It's not a prayer, it's the national anthem, but friends, isn't that the point? Hugh Fitzgerald explains Islam teaches, inculcates, rather the notion that Muslims do not owe any allegiance to non-Muslims, not to their country, not to their institutions, legal and political, not to anything. Did you hear that? Oh, let's take that to the present. When we look at what's going on in this country today, we see that this criminal organization, well, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro's administration, is doing nothing but entertaining America's sworn enemies. True that? I can say true that, right? Folks, have Muslim organizations and organizations like CARE, have they exhibited a spirit of cooperation, these Muslims, or have they repeatedly urged Muslims not to voluntarily cooperate, but to carefully go through them, and what's more, have encouraged Muslims to report any and all supposed anti-Muslim incidents? Folks, this again is the same thing that the radical homosexuals use. It's called the totalitarian methods. They love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face, and then they have the audacity to cry victim while they themselves perpetuate the crime. See, now if we knew the law, the reference of law and the lawgiver, we wouldn't have these issues because we would know exactly what's going on through discerning of spirits, right? Common sense, let me say it that way. When we look at the anti-Muslim incidents, all of which are scrupulously and investigated, and almost all of which have been found to be baseless, just like the radical homosexuals, friends. Same methodology, same dangerous ideology. We always find that it's greatly exaggerated. As a matter of fact, concerning the homosexuals, we also know that they have self-inflicting crimes only to lay the blame at the door of the innocent while they are committing the crimes. Floyd Corkins, we find some of our friends over in Missouri who actually wrote fag on his forehead backwards. Well, when the cops got involved, they suspected that he took a razor blade and wrote it on his forehead as if he was looking in a mirror. Yeah. Well, he later confessed. Folks, this is happening all day long. You need to understand that they are not the victims, that they are actually the perpetuators of the crimes that they mean to implement. And what they want to do is they want to overthrow your sovereignty. And if we would simply go back again to what John Adams, the second president of the United States, one of the founders, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence as well, understood that our rights come from God. But in saying that, friends, we need to understand that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious under the umbrella of the Christian religion. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Okay? Folks, what we're talking about right now is the Muslim basketball player, Dion Waiters. He won't stand for the national anthem because he's Muslim. Folks, finding their crimes are exaggerated. Speaking of the Muslims now, have they not encouraged in Muslims themselves and in a credulous media that believes uncritically Muslim complaints the idea that Muslims are being victimized? Dion Waiters skipped national anthem for religious reasons, he said. Oh, whoa. Wait a second. What about lines between church and state? Where's the ACLU?
Yep.
See, folks, how this works for their agenda. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this, friends, especially to the new listeners. If the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. Because when we're talking about the liberals or we're talking about those on the left, you have to keep in mind, friends, that you're speaking of those that are not ruled by our laws of the Constitutional Republic, God's Mosaic Institution. And then the American people have the audacity to stand back and wonder why, again, they're being ruled by man's 10,000 commandments, because it's simply put, friends, you will not be ruled by God's 10. It's really that simple. But going back to this point, Dion Waiters skipped national anthem for his religious reasons. Okay, Waiters informed Northeast Ohio Media Group that he is a Muslim and that he plans to excuse himself prior to the national anthem from here on out. He said, it's because of my religion, Waiters told NEOMG. That's why I stayed in the locker room. Waiters says he's rededicating himself more to the Muslim faith. Because he appears, say they, the state-run, state-controlled media, to be in a happier state.
Have you...
This is sick.
I mean, seriously, have you looked at just your average Muslim? Do they look like they're in a happy state? It looks like they're in a very unhappy state, a very evil state.
Well, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, correct?
Correct.
As Haynes explains, Waiters was absent not only from the anthem, but for the lineup introductions. He's pretty much ruling the roost, friends, doing what he wants, how he wants, and when he wants. I didn't know that that's how it worked. This is the first because it was his first game of the season coming off of the bench, the first game. In the Cavaliers, I'm sorry, I can't see that, forgive me. Next game on Friday in Denver, Waiters remained out of the starting lineup but did join his teammates for the anthem. Waiters is not the first NBA player to forego standing for the anthem because of his Muslim faith. Nuggets guard Muhammad Abdul Rauf, woof woof, famously drew a one-game suspension from the NBA for refusal to stand.
And rightfully so.
Of course, at least. Now, folks, I kind of want to make the correlation between that and respect, because some people may say, so what? So what? What is the big deal? Well, let me go back to the President of the United States. It's a huge deal. It really is. And we need to understand that the wicked will walk on every side when the wicked are in control or in power. Okay? I want to remind you, namely the new listeners, that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not to do what you want to do outside of the scope of law. So those that serve we, the people in this country, do not have a right to break the law. Why did the President of the United States put his hand on the Bible, swear to God and man that he would uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and Domestic. Why? Why did he say to the American people on his campaign trail that he is a Christian until he got into power, then he began to entertain America's enemies within the White House, entertaining them to the celebration of Ramadan, entertaining Muslim Brotherhood, setting bureaucracies, the IRS, the Attorney General of the United States against the American people, even setting the American people up concerning crimes, talking to Fast and Furious, talking to Benghazi. Why is America's enemies Obama's allies? Why is it that communist nations, the homosexuals and the communists within the United States and without the United States, why is it them that are supporting him? Isn't it a fact that those that are 6 feet under the ground, namely the veterans of the United States, in the hundreds of thousands, is it a right for those that serve we the people to represent the people who derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, Declaration of Independence, read it when you get a minute. Do they have the right, friends, to go ahead and desecrate the office? Do they have a right to desecrate the Constitution and the enumerated laws? Because the American people have failed to understand that many of our family members, our grandpas and our grandmas, our uncles and our aunts, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, perhaps our dads and moms, upheld the Constitution in foreign wars for the very purpose that we can remain a free people. Is it okay that the American people stand back and allow this administration to do what many of those family members, those veterans that are 6 feet under the ground, actually fought against? Is it okay that the President of the United States acts according to our enemies and it's okay for him to do it? Folks, you got to be kidding me. Now, I'm saying that for this purpose. During World War I, there was 116,516 men and women that fought and bled and died to ratify the Constitution, to make valid the Constitution, so you can remain a free people. Do you know the founding documents? Because if you did, you would know that what this administration is doing is way out of scope of authority. In other words, they are violating constitutional law, and they don't have a right to do it. Going to World War II, did you know that 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution so you might be a free people? Freedom to violate law? Freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do, friends. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. Going to Korea, 38,574 men and women fought, bled, and died to establish something that we're allowing this administration to tear down? I think not. Sons of Liberty Media.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Let me lay out a little bit of a premise real quick, and I'll get back to what I was talking about right before the last break. Some of you may know this story, but I was actually broadcasting, I think it was in Minneapolis, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., my disdain of the un-Americanism, the recklessness, the ignorance and the dangerous ideologies, and even corrupt to the core administration in detail. And this radio station manager, he approached me and he said, you know, I agree with everything that you're saying, Bradley, but he's still the president of the United States. We need to honor him and his office as such. I want you to understand clearly as to what I'm saying. He said he is still the president of the United States and we need to honor him and his office as such. Now, to honor this administration, friends, you just have to overlook the millions that are 6 feet under the ground fighting and dying and bleeding to give us what we have today. Just keep that in mind, okay? He strained at the gnat while he swallows the huge, huge camel. Let me explain. Again, he said, he is still the president of the United States, and we need to honor him and his office as such. I said, honor him as such? I said, you've got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States with their blood, which, by the way, is the same Constitution that those in office swear to uphold, friends. Forget that not. When America tolerates corruption in government, she dishonors the price the veterans paid. So I am, in fact, honoring the office of the president when I point out that which corrupts the office in which he holds. So therefore, I, Bradley Dean, will never honor any man or woman who in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put him or her to be there. Never. And neither will anyone who is a true patriot. No way. Now, on the other hand, I'll be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veterans and the laws of our constitutional republic, again, Article 4, Section 4, as put forth in our Constitution. Now, just to show you the bloodshed, because we are a blood-bought nation, both in the natural and in the spiritual, Christians, I've already shared the numbers of those that sacrifice themselves. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers. John 15:13, that's exactly what they did. World War I, World War II, Korea. Now let me go to Vietnam, where my cousin was killed. In Vietnam, there was 58,209 men and women who fought, bled, and died. Now, I also want new listeners to understand that if you're complaining about the unconstitutionality of the wars, then why did you allow Congress, those that represent we the people, why did you let them send your kids in the first place? See, because again, whenever we complain about government, friends, we need to understand that we are the government. It's not the United States government against us. No, they are an extension of what we allow them to be. And they work for us. We don't work for them. So if we're ruled by God's moral law because we love Christ and the sacrifice and we live for him who died for us, well, guess what? No matter what they want to do, instead of actually serving their pimps through special interest groups, well, then they would be serving we the people. See, and when the people figure that out, hopefully it's not going to be too late. But the fact of the matter is we can hold their feet to the fire, friends. And if they don't want to do the job that they swore to God and man that they would do, then we impeach them for misdemeanors, not for treason, friends. The smallest infraction of constitutional law, they need to be held accountable for, every single one of them. But until we correct ourselves, we can't correct them that serve we the people. So going back to my point, Vietnam, 58,209 men and women fought, bled, and died. Iraq, 4,484. Afghanistan, 8,000 plus. And they're still coming back in boxes, friends. Isn't it interesting that the American people are under the delusion that all these third world countries are under attack, yet we're allowing a third world dictator to attack us in our homeland?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not appalling to anybody here, or is it just me? So again, if anything, seeing their sacrifice, going back to the veterans, and respecting the office of those that serve us, seeing their sacrifice should show you what not to tolerate in office rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled upon. Keep in mind, this administration, right after he got spanked this last week, the first thing he said, remember, he's appealing to the illegals now because he doesn't have the support in the United States, as I've always said. Isn't it interesting? The first thing he said is he appealed to the illegals in the United States of America and said, we will have amnesty by Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, friends, he should have been impeached the first week that he was in office. But now 6 years later, here we are. Folks, are you going to give this administration 2 more years to destroy your country, now knowing the price? The way to honor the office of the president and his administration is to bring impeachment and civil charges for their crimes against we the people in this country. Okay? We don't need to stand back and actually allow him to go ahead and destroy because he feels like it. And these executive orders, friends, he is deriving them from where? From what constitutional authority? From who the people? Oh, okay, so wait a second. So if he's out of his scope of authority, these executive orders are created out of thin air. Exactly. They are unconstitutional, therefore null and void. But the American people need to bring it back home and set the record straight. Executive orders.
It's just,
you know, and I read the Constitution and I'm thinking to myself, whoa, where is he getting this from? Exactly. But like John Glenn rightly said, that if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not pass or enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Of course not. In other words, if the American people knew what we were doing was illegal, they wouldn't let us do it. See, but as long as they can stupefy you through the education system the way that they're doing today, well, then you're just allowing them to rule the roost. And I also want to say, as long as we stand back and complain about what we tolerate, it's better off that we just shut up and correct ourselves first and then go deal with the issues at hand.
Yeah, and there's no excuse now. If you look at, okay, oh wait, who has control of the House? Who has control of the Senate? There is no excuse now for those people who claim that they stand for America. I mean, when you're talking about the veterans and you're talking about the sacrifice of so many, oftentimes those are who are the most patriotic and who have sacrificed the most are targeted by this government.
That's exactly
right. Rather than receiving the heroes' reward and the medical care that they deserve and the benefits and all of our praise and acclamation by our actions and upholding what they fought, bled, and died for. So oftentimes they're targeted, but we have to understand we have a responsibility as we, the people, say, okay, now we're going to hold your feet to the fire. You have
every single one of them. And see, we have federal judges that are acting out of their scope of authority as well.
Yep.
Concerning this IRS hit. Yep. That they put on the conservatives and the tea parties and religious organizations across this country. Isn't it interesting that a federal judge stepped in and said, you know, there's no harm done. They won't do it again.
Ugh.
Okay, so the judge now needs to be impeached because he's outside of good behavior.
The fox and the chicken coop.
Right, and folks, I also want to tear down the lie that you've been told that, you know, the Supreme Court judges, they can do whatever they want. They're appointed for life. That is baloney. They can be removed as well. And there is legal civil consequence for the laws that they violate. And until the American people actually bring forth justice concerning this administration, it's going to go on and it's going to go on. I want to go back to one of the points that you made, Stephanie. Folks, the paradigm, the left and the right, the left and the right, the right and the left. And for the most part, friends, the conservatives are the ones spreading this lie. The left and the right, the right and the left. You know, when the Democrats are in party, they can do whatever, in power, they can do whatever they want to do. When the Republicans are in power, they can do whatever they want to do. Really? John Adams, the second president of the United States, said this. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader in converting measures in opposition to each other. In other words, it's baloney. We don't have three constitutions. We have one.
That's right.
And we're all ruled by God's moral law, like it or not. And if you don't like it, you know what? We can all come together and we can throw some change in the bucket and we can get them a one-way ticket to the communist nation of their choice.
That's right.
And I think that's exactly what I'd like to do.
One constitution that everyone is to adhere to. Not all. This is my interpretation over here. And people ask Benjamin Rush because he served under, you know, both parties.
Yep.
And he said, well, you know, how can you do that? I mean, he said, well, I'm neither an aristocrat or a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat.
That's right.
So he stood on the side of truth no matter who was in office and lived his life according to his conscience.
Of course, and if you look at Benjamin Rush, you can also see that he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence.
That's right, a great
man.
And
he was the one that helped pen the fact that we receive our rights from our Creator. So, folks, I can't reiterate this too many times. It's not tedious for me to continuously tell you that your rights come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. And by the way, I didn't say that. John F. Kennedy rightly said that. President Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Again, friends, take some time and show some gratitude towards those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have and read your founding documents. It'll take you a whole half hour to read all of them. Read the Mayflower Compact as well. Start with the Mayflower Compact. You can go to the Articles of Confederation if you'd like to. That was the Constitution that was used during the Revolutionary War to hold the 13 colonies together the best way that they possibly could. Read the Declaration of Independence, read the Bill of Rights, and read the Constitution of the United States, and then read the enumerated laws, friends. It's not difficult a child could understand this. The Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Thomas Jefferson said that. Alexander Hamilton said, love him or hate him, for on my own part I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God, how did God give his moral law, friends? Exodus 20? With his finger. Neither could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Folks, when they're talking about diversity during the Revolutionary War, they weren't talking about diversity in the sense of immoral diversities. No, friends, they had different opinions, but they were all rooted in the same principles, and that's what's missing in America today. Now, going back over to William Blackstone, he was a commentator on the laws of English, England Common Laws. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God, and rightly so, friends, and
Amen.
Here we are. And again, we know this, friends, but it's time that we are strengthening ourselves into the God who gave us what we have. God has shed his grace upon us. Yes, indeed he has. And we see the sacrifice through his son, Jesus Christ. Now let's live for what he died for. Got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Folks, John Wycliffe rightly said, the Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Amen.
And we know that Abraham Lincoln, again, love him or hate him, we know it's a different story in the North and in the South. But we know him by his fruit because we judge him according to Christ's mandate. Judge him by his fruit. He wasn't a good guy for the most part, folks. Do your homework. But in saying that, again, John, it was actually Abraham Lincoln that, well, he emulated John Wycliffe here. He said, the Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What, wasn't it Abraham Lincoln also that said you can fool some of the people some of the time, and not all the people all the time, but God at none of the time?
That's right.
He was right there, wasn't he?
He was very smart.
I wonder
that.
How that's working out for him right now.
He did
say a lot of good things. He said things like, you know, we're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution.
Amen
to
that.
He said great stuff like that.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that he would say something like that?
Yeah. It's kind of seemed like, I don't know.
They say the right thing because they want to appease their constituents so they can go ahead and get in power. And then once they win their seat, then they're under the delusion that they can stay there as long as they want, both the people and those that rule the roost. But that's changing in America today,
yeah.
And I praise God for
that.
And
I think that's why it's so important, as the Bible says, you know a man by his fruits, not by what he says. I mean, people say the right things all day long. They can smooth talk you. They can sound so great. They can say, I mean, you can look at, you know, just filthy, disgusting musicians who thank Jesus Christ when they do their, you know, when they receive their awards.
Yeah.
You look at politicians. Who,
and nobody rebuked these religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did.
You look at these politicians, you can see the fruit of their life is obviously lies and therefore abortion and for all these evil things. And yet they say, oh, thank God, or God bless America. And everyone says, oh, they must be a Christian man or woman.
Well, the fact of the matter is God has blessed America. And now I say to my friends, now it's time for you to bless God, America.
That's exactly right.
And that's exactly what we need to do today. Did you want to say something, Stephanie?
Well, you know,
I keep cutting you off.
Well, no, that's fine. I do have some things that I'll say here top of the hour, next hour, just on the soldiers and other veterans. And I suppose, you know what, I can give a little taste of what's come. But I thought this was a good quote. For it has been so truthfully said that it is a soldier not the reporter, who has given us the freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the agitator, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, serves beneath the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag. When we look at people like this NBA player who refuses to stand for the national anthem, and I think of all the soldiers and veterans out there who have fought, bled, given their lives, given their friends' lives, how husbands have lost wives, wives have lost husbands, children have lost fathers,
yeah.
And you look at the soldier who basically fights for everything that we enjoy in this country, they deserve our highest praise. And this, you know, going back to this basketball player, that's the hugest form of disrespect. And if that doesn't enrage you, nothing will.
It totally is, because now they are desecrating the blood of those that gave unto us what we have. And we can take that to scripture as well, because, you know, it says in Hebrews 10 that we are not to do that as well, because once you begin to trample the sacrifice of those that gave us what we have, then we can only expect judgment. If we're not going to live for the blood and the sacrifice, we're going to be condemned by the blood and the sacrifice.
That's
one
right.
way or another. You're going to either be cursed or you're going to be blessed.
That's
one
right.
of the two. No, in between. Hey, I want to play this piece really quick because it leads you back to Sons of Liberty Media before we hit into actually get into second hour here. But I want you to hear Morgan Freeman. He was actually on CNN. And he blurted out the truth in his confusion. And maybe he wasn't confused. Maybe this is what he meant. He's made a great living off of making movies. And
yep.
some of them been good. Some of them been way out in left field. Weird
Bad,
stuff, right,
yep.
guys? But the bottom line is, as CNN, of course, Communist Network News, the president of that company actually just left a year and a half ago because their ratings were so bad. But interestingly enough, a black reporter asked Morgan Freeman concerning wealth distribution, so on and so forth. And I want you to hear the response that Morgan... Oh, you know what? Can you guys pull that up really quick? Again, my safety mode is on. It's not giving me access. But it's
such a great point, though. When you look at it and you think, oh, my goodness, you know, does it matter whether or not you're white or black, if you're going to make money or so-and-so? Listen, if you work...
What a stupid, divisive thing
yeah.
to say. The race card is done. It's over with. That does not belong to this new generation. It's water under the bridge. Folks, people need to understand that racism is only used to browbeat dissenters. That's all this is about. It's a tool to divide and conquer, yet God, who created all things and all men and women, you need to understand that he's the one that said all nations are one blood, not two, not 14, not 18. That's where man gets in there and divides everything. Listen to Morgan Freeman destroy the idea that race has anything to do with wealth distribution.
So can I go back to, because I thought what you said was fascinating, because you called it bull when you said people can't, you know, pull themselves up. Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution, or either a mindset that you can't
today?
Or cannot? Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I know. You and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that.
I mean, seriously.
How is that working out for the divisive administration?
I got to say, there is this documentary, a very good documentary. It's on kids who work really, really hard to go to the spelling bee in our nation. And one of the kids' dad was a man who came from India. And he said, there's no way that you cannot succeed in this country if you work hard. And that's what he was saying. He was saying, if you work hard.
Did he say it just like that?
Just like that, too. I'm trying to get the point across.
Can you do that one more time?
He said, this country. And I'm not belittling him. This is really how he takes it. There is no way in this country that you cannot succeed if you work hard.
Succeeding because he's taking advantage. America does not know what they have.
That's right. And when you look at, you know, and they were talking about these students that were from India, they're always so, so good at their work and what they do because they appreciate what they have in this nation. And his father proved the point again, coming from India. It doesn't matter if you're red, white, blue, green, orange, or purple.
Pink,
whatever. Yeah. If you work hard, if you're willing
How
to
about
sacrifice.
Scarlet or purple?
Okay, I think they get the idea of the general color, you know, scheme. But it doesn't matter what color you are. Pick your color of the rainbow. If you work hard in America and you are not, and you are willing to sacrifice.
Oh, I love America.
Yeah, if you're willing to sacrifice and actually work hard and actually put your hand to the plow and not turn back, you will succeed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way around it. Give me a break.
How long?
Oh, just a minute while I just, like, let these fumes out of my nose. But it's just amazing when you say, well, does race have anything to do with it? Does this or that? I mean, look at how many people.
These organizations are paid by foreign companies, friends, these news media outlets, the MSNBCs, the CNNs. Amber Lyon came out a couple of years back and told us that these organizations are being paid by foreign governments to basically interject their ideology to twist the American people into believing that what they do is acceptable and what the American people do is unacceptable. So right. It's bought and paid for. And we just need to get back to the fact that when we look at the state-run media, friends, that's why MSNBC, their ratings is lower than a snake's belly. And, you know, there's no room there, right? We also know that CNN's, their ratings are so bad, the president left the company. 21% of the American people said a poll, whether it be accurate or not, actually agree with what the state-run controlled media has to say. In other words, people don't believe them. And rightly so, folks, there's no truth in them. They don't know how to tell the truth. But I also want to set the American people right in understanding that freedom of speech does not give the state-run media a right to defame or to lie or to violate or to set jihads on people's lives like they did with me and mine. So in other words, people need to hold them accountable. And when we begin to hold this government, this media, state-controlled media, accountable to the laws of the land, then and only then will it stop. And that's where we have to get to. We have to stand up and we need to understand that we are the law, America. And once we begin to understand that we are the law, we're going to have power to deal with the lawless.
That's exactly
right.
And
I love that.
I love that, too. And I want to say here, we're coming up at the end of the hour. I want to say for all of our new listeners out there, if you have not yet visited our website, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. The two are connected, so you can get on one and then jump on over to the next. You'll find so many sources of truth. The Sons of Liberty Media gives you the media that's current, that's up to date, tells you what's going on, but without all the doom and gloom where you feel hopeless and what's the point. No, we tell you what the problems are. We give you the answers found only in Jesus Christ and saying, listen, we can do this thing as long as we do it together and the people rise up together. And if you'd like to support what we do, please, we cannot do what we do without your support. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation online, or better yet, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty. And Sons and Daughters of Liberty, they support every month on a consistent basis. They get 25% off the product of the week every week. There's lots of fun things, cool certificates that go along with that. But the best part about it is you can feel really good about who and what you're giving to support the cause of Liberty throughout the United States. And also, want to give a shout out too, that Dove Television will be airing. It's been airing for several weeks now. It's going to be going on for the next several weeks. Dove TV is airing our My War documentary series. That's every Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks with where you are in the United States. They also do several replays during the week as well. So if you have Dove TV, turn that on, check it out. You'll love the My War documentary series.
John Quincy Adams said this concerning the foreigners that come here and appreciate America. Courage and perseverance have a magical talisman before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish into air. Folks, we got hour two coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-233-0747. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.